true meaning of Christmas, which is Christ's birthday.
You think it's funny?
I watched this over and over and over again.
Will it be funny when you go to hell?
This is the targeting.
That's a joke.
A lot of people are confused. There was an execution in California, and there's a lot of Christians out front supporting the death penalty. A lot of people found that ironic, particularly people who, you know the words of Christ. I didn't know thou shalt not kill had a footnote. But apparently, again, it's thou shalt not kill asterisk. Oh, unless you really want to. Yeah, so it's a lot of flexibility in the religion, which I love. Very yoga-like. But I didn't find it ironic at all, Christians for the death penalty, because after all, if it weren't for capital punishment, you know, we'd have no Easter. So that's a three-day weekend where I came from. Fry these people up. They actually have a Bible out called the New Living Bible. It's a Bible in updated and modern English, I guess to make it more palatable for people to read, but it's kind of strange listening to. And Jesus walked on water, and Peter said, awesome. Suddenly we got Jesus hanging 10 across the Sea of Galilee. Christ's bogus adventure. You're going to hell, boy. That's where all the good music's gonna be.
You remember all those Christmas specials on television? I used to love those Christmas specials, especially like the crooners. You know, the Andy Williams would have one every year, and you know, Bing Crosby, of course. There was that duet. You remember the duet between Bing Crosby and David Bowie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, The Priest and the Vampire. That was really something. And I thought it would be cool to do like a USO show now, these days, you know, from Tikrit or something, right?
I won't be home for Christmas. Don't set a place for me. Have my share of good times there while I'm across the sea. If you should pray at midnight, pray for my soul to keep. I dream of you on Christmas, but I'm afraid to fall asleep. If I was home, you know, I'd have the love of a good woman. And who needs that when you've got the adoration of a grateful Iraqi people? I'd be with my little baby daughter, but her mom won't let her talk to strangers. I'd be with all the people I love. My recruiter, he drives a Hummer too. My senator, he's got a son my age. He just bailed out of a DUI because freedom isn't free. And my mom, I can see her now coming to the door, and the guy says, "Ma'am, I'm happy to report that we've saved your tax cut. Here's $1,000 in a shoebox with your boy in it." So this one goes out to all those balding billionaires in that neocon think tank who love me. Thank God they never served in the military, or I might not be here tonight. And if I die and the devil is standing there with his clipboard, he's gonna say, "You spent Christmas in Tikrit? I can't beat that. Get the hell out of here." If you should pray at midnight, pray for my soul to keep. I dream of you on Christmas, but I'm afraid to fall asleep.